turnout was over 43% this year, just topping the 42% turnout in last year's election that included a prohibition vote on marijuana. And just 2 years ago, the turnout was near record low at under 16%. Mark Jensen will be returning to the mayor's seat, taking 56% of the vote on Tuesday. The welder and commercial fisherman resigned that post in May, but was convinced to run in the election. Jensen agrees he and the assembly have some tough decisions coming up with a tight borough budget.
We'll see what happens with schools funding and, you know, the revenue sharing from the state. The special session starting in June on the 23rd, I believe it is. Is going to be interesting, and the governor's going to be proposing some new taxes. I haven't really looked into that in depth. But yeah, there's definitely going to be some adjustments we're going to have to make, and who knows if that's going to be in services or how we're going to respond to the money we have.
Jensen beat Cindy Lagadakis, who's retired from the U.S. Forest Service. She was vice mayor at the time and took over for Jensen as mayor this summer. She was glad for the strong turnout on Tuesday.
I, you know, was very thankful for the folks who came out and supported me. And I think there's a lot of work ahead for the new assembly. It's going to be a challenge. You know, we have some fiscal challenges statewide that we're going to have to react to. And it's going to be very important for the assembly to listen to the public and to be creative and to come together, and work by consensus. So they definitely have their work cut out for them.
Lagadakis was only the second woman to be mayor in Petersburg. One incumbent was elected to the borough assembly after being appointed to fill a vacancy there this year. Alaska Department of Fish and Game research diver and former mayor Jeff Mucci was the top vote getter in a six-person race for two seats. He was glad to see so much interest in those seats.
It gave the community a chance to, you know, find somebody that they liked and who would, you know, maybe do, you know, look at the budget stuff that's going on in town. But I was just happy that we had a bunch of good people that ran for the assembly and the mayor seat. I think it's a good thing when you have competition, and I think I'm happy with the way things turned out.
Mucci was also glad to see voters supporting funding for a small vessel haulout at Scow Bay, one of the ballot propositions. Petersburg Fisheries electrician Brandy Marole, who was on the school board this year, is in second in that assembly race. She's outpacing incumbent and retired Forest Service employee Bob Lynn, who won't be keeping his seat, coming in third.
I'm very thankful for all the community support, and the voter turnout was fantastic. It's very overwhelming, and I was honestly quite thrilled and relieved. I was definitely nervous. It's not a very comfortable feeling to be voted on.
Both Marole and Jensen supported an unsuccessful effort to recall most of the assembly earlier this year. That was over concerns with a discussion about management of the power and light department held by the assembly behind closed doors. Marole thinks a message from the election is that the public wants borough business done out in the open.
By the voting direction, I think that it seems that the voters are ready for a change in direction in both the assembly management.
For his part, Lynn thanked people who voted for him and wished the assembly a success. And as for ballot questions, voters decided to keep adding fluoride to Petersburg's water, with around 61% in favor, against 39% wanting to stop adding fluoride. Borough resident Dan Atinas campaigned to end fluoride use and says she's disappointed in the result.
It just shows me that most people are happy to let someone else do their heavy thinking for them and not wanting to research on their own, because obviously we did not persuade quite a few people, or else they never heard what we had to say.
Before the election, fluoride opponents said they'd be bringing the issue back next year if they weren't successful this year. Voters here have now backed fluoride use three times in just over four decades, and the margin of victory for fluoride has grown since the last vote in 1998. ATVs will not be allowed on the streets of Petersburg. Nearly 59% were against that measure. The supporter of that initiative, Richard Burke, says he's disappointed in the result, but happy that it did so well. Since he didn't win a seat on the assembly, he's hoping for an appointment back on the Planning Commission. Voters also supported a charter change for the Kuprinoff Dock, approved one sales tax exemption change, while voting down an increase in the sales tax cap. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.